This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, plus 1380 The Biz in Tampa, Florida. We also broadcast across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates and leading independent radio stations via the nationally syndication of the GCN Live Radio Network on the Westwood One XDS satellite. Now, we want to thank all of our military men and women who are listening to us around the world, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all those that are working on the Third Watch, everybody that's out there working tonight, we are your voice on the radio helping you get through the night. Thank you for what you do. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, as he does every Monday and every Friday, Frank Silvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, I'm going to start not with the Cortez farting cow issue, but I'm going to start with the Adam Schiff and his committee, after a report came out from the Senate Intel Committee, the chairman yesterday, that absolutely no collusion of any kind had been found about the Trump experiences of 2016 and beyond. But here's what Adam Schiff had to say before he and the president got involved in a big tweeting contest.
Will allow us to investigate any credible allegation that financial interests or other interests are driving decision-making of the president or anyone in the administration. The American people have a right to know, indeed have a need to know, that their president is acting on their behalf and not for some pecuniary or other reason. That pertains to any credible allegations of leverage by the Russians or the Saudis or anyone else.
Now, we found out after this that he had hired an ex-NSC and a couple of White House staffers for the probe for his committee. And all I can say to this is I thought the guy was dirty to begin with. I think he's even dirtier now.
I thought you said we weren't leading with farting cow.
Well, we are. Oh. There he is.
Right there. There he is. You know, if he's going to do this for the president, if he's going to delve into the investigating the monetary influences of entities and people on the president of the United States, why don't we turn that inward? Why don't we investigate every single member of Congress to see where the money influences is coming for their votes? Let's start with Nancy Pelosi. Let's look at him. Let's look at Maxine Waters. Let's look at Chuckie Schumer. Let's look at everybody and see where the money influences are coming from. Because, Lord forbid, the Saudis, they didn't have anything to do with the Clintons, did they?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Clinton Foundation was taking money from how many different countries and how many different people? And boy, I bet you wouldn't see a money influence from George Soros coming in to anybody in Congress. Now, would you? Boy, is he going to look into that, too?
I doubt it.
A bunch of hooey.
Yeah, I doubt it. And, of course, we are talking about Mr. Adam Schiff, and I'm talking with Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. Now, the acting attorney general, Mr. Whitaker, is going to testify before a House panel today. But, you know, they just put through committee, pardon me, the confirmation came out of the Senate Judiciary Committee for William Barr. That's headed to the floor of the Senate. I'm not sure if they're going to vote on it today or not, but they might.
Well, let's move it ahead. You know, I mean, we could. There was so much stuff. This comes down to the Senate. This comes down to Mitch McConnell once again. So many things could have already taken place if we just would have moved in an expeditious manner in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
I get that the Senate is supposed to be the cooling saucer to the hot teacup of the House of Representatives, but they haven't been moving at any kind of a rate. And the fact that we had to wait until Nancy Pelosi was in control of the House again to do anything in the Senate is a little ridiculous. So all of the things that could have been passed and all of the confirmations that could have been heard, in an expeditious manner, when we had full control of the legislative branch, all those people who weren't approved, all those things that weren't passed, they have to lay at the feet of Mitch McConnell.
By the way, former U.S. Representative John Dingell, longest-serving member of Congress ever, died at age 92. Apparently, his wife, Debbie, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, who took his place, was at his side when he passed away. But he was long remembered up there in Michigan for the stuff that he did.
Well, condolences to the Dingell family. I never wish ill upon anybody. I thought there were some interesting aspects of his political career as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then those secrets will all go to the grave. But condolences to the Dingell family.
Yeah, and one final thing. Venezuela still got the port of entry closed over there in Colombia, claiming the U.S. is shipping weapons to arm terror in their country. And again, they're the ones that inspect the vehicles, so and nobody's stopping any of them.
Yeah, I had to giggle at the term, we're arming terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
We're the ones that are arming terrorists. This is a regime that actually destroyed an oil-rich company with a great economy, inviting in people from Cuba, Russia, and Iran.
Hezbollah.
You know, and we're the ones that are actually arming terrorists in their country. That's laughable.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. And don't forget to check out the Underground USA podcast over there as well. When we come back, a lot more, and then we'll get into Ocasio-Cortez.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, four dealerships here in the area to serve you. And that's Moss Nissan up in New Port Richey and Crystal River. Moss Wholesale to the Public, which is Moss Family Automotive in Homosassa Springs, a certified pre-owned store, and Moss Family Chevrolet here on Northdale Mabry Highway in the Carrollwood section of Tampa, where, again, four words on the new vehicles, you serve, you save, all active duty military, all first responders, all veterans, all retired first responders get preferred pricing where you'll save thousands of dollars on your new vehicle. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, you get an extra $500 right off the top. And again, to our friends in Valdosta that came down and bought the vehicle that I went up and shook their hand up there in Newport Richey the other day, thank you. Thank you very much, Bill and Diane. Were their names. Thank you very, very much, and we hope you're listening this morning and enjoying that great new Moss Murano you bought. All right, Frank Silvano, managing editor of the New Media Journals with us. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Ocasio-Cortez, otherwise known as AOC, had a little recorded interview with an NPR reporter yesterday, and I want you just to listen to about 45 seconds of the way this started.
You're talking about things that obviously would cost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I know you'd rather think of it as an investment rather than a cost, but it is just certainly a lot of money. You don't specify where it's going to come from other than saying it will all pay for itself.
Yeah, I think the first thing that we need to do is kind of break the mistaken idea that taxes pay for 100% of government expenditure. It's just not how government expenditure works. We can recoup costs, but oftentimes you look at, for example, the GOP tax cut, which I think was an irresponsible use of government expenditure, but government projects are often financed by a combination of taxes, deficit spending, and other kinds of investments, you know, bonds and so on.
Well, I get that, but
now, correct me if I'm wrong.
Wow.
But you take in taxes so that you can use it to spend on things like infrastructure and whatnot, and we are currently taking in a record amount of income in this country.
The government doesn't create money.
Nope.
They spend tax dollars. And for her to say that, oh, we can budget deficit spending, that's what we're trying to get away from.
Right.
You know, we are in debt up to our eyeballs. We borrow from other countries to try and leverage the interest rates. And she's just rolling that in there. No. You don't get it. We do things with, well, tax dollars, stuff, but deficit spending. It's like it's a thing. It's like you can go and pull out some more dollars for deficit spending. That's the most ignorant statement I've ever heard about economics and government funding in my life. And this woman was elected to Congress.
Well, I'm glad
people of New York have got to be out of their minds.
And I'm glad you're so impressed with that. And because you were, I'll give you 55 more seconds of of something else. Wait till you hear this one on top of that. Wait till you hear this one.
Spending is borrowing money that has to be paid back eventually through taxes.
Yeah, and I think that is always the crux of it. So when we decide to go into the realm of deficit spending, we have to do so responsibly. We ask, is this an investment, or is this actually going to pay for itself?
So you're saying, borrow the money, make the investment, the economy will grow, it'll pay off the debt.
Absolutely, because we're creating jobs.
Although, I do have to say, you mentioned the Republican tax cut. They said the same thing about the tax cut. Let's do this tax cut, the economy will grow, it's going to be great, it's going to pay for itself. Hasn't turned out to be true at all.
Absolutely. And I think that is an important distinction to make, because when they were advancing that cause, they had no evidence to say that these things were going to happen. But we actually do have the evidence. For every $1 invested in infrastructure, we get $6 back.
Now, before you go off the chair and fall on the floor, all I have to say is that for anybody that doesn't think this tax cut stimulated the economy, added more money into the coffer, then they don't know what the hell they're talking about. And oh, by the way, Laughing Man wants to chime in. There. Now go ahead.
Boy, responsible deficit spending. I don't know where to begin with that one.
Not even close.
It's irresponsible to execute deficit spending, period, dot, as a government. You're supposed to spend within the limitations of what you raise, and we've been failing to do that for a very long time. With regard to tax cuts and energizing the economy, I've just got a name to respond to her with, and that's Milton Friedman.
Yeah.
Maybe she I know she won't open a book because that's got to be too laborious for her. But maybe, just maybe, because she's got her little smartphone out there and she knows how to do that, she could YouTube some Milton Friedman segments just on the stuff where he tries to explain things to some of the people from the late 60s and early 70s and get something out of it. Because Friedman right now, I'm sure, is clawing at the cover of his coffin to get out to slap this woman.
Now, on top of everything else, we're talking border security too, right? Now, let's listen to one of your great friends from your original home state, Dick Durbin, and here he is on border security.
The president now has moved off the concrete wall, and in fact, in the State of the Union, talked about steel slats, or as he calls them, beautiful steel slats that you can see through. That's what he's asking for. You did hear from experts yesterday on the wall, Border Patrol, security experts and the like, and I do understand they did talk about technology, but I also understand they said that in some cases new barriers would help, correct?
Yes, and of course we have 650 miles of barriers on our border now. We gave to the president, since he was elected, 124 miles of replacement and new barriers. There are times when that is appropriate. But when it comes to the priorities for border security, it was clear to me that technology is critical. 85% of the trucks coming into the United States are not being scanned and x-rayed.
All right, I'm going to stop right there because I personally know about this. It's actually higher than that. It's about 1 out of 10 because they don't have enough time and the lines are way too long for them to scan the trailers that come in individually. But even when they scan the trailers individually, Frank, have you ever seen a load of onions? You know what's infamous about a load of onions?
No, the onions cover up scents.
That's right. Anything that's in that trailer is going to smell like onions. It covers up, it keeps the drugs away from the dogs, and that's a pretty good clue. Now, the other way that you find out, you have to go into these trailers and you have to remove the loads, the contents, and search the truck. That's manpower. That's not a drone flying overhead. That's not a camera. That's somebody in the back of a truck unloading and reloading pallets.
Well, what we have in that clip with Dickie Durbin is him stepping in it, really.
Mm-hmm.
And you've heard Nancy Pelosi and all of the other usual suspects on the left saying that there is no crisis on the border, that mm-hmm. this is manufactured by President Trump to fulfill a campaign promise. There is no crisis. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not what Dick Durbin just said.
Not at all.
As a matter of fact, he said exactly the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So which is it? Is Dick Durbin right, or are all the people who are using the exact same buzzwords to say that we don't need a wall, are they right? So whenever you hear the left talking in unison using the same words, it's coming from one place, and that's leadership, and that's a political thing. Dick Durbin spoke out of turn here, and I'm betting you he got a phone call from Pelosi not yep. long after that was heard.
All right, well, let's take a quick question or comment from the audience here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. This is Larry from St. Petersburg.
You got about 30 seconds because I'm going to go to a hard break. Go ahead.
I recall President Obama invested government money in green companies, and they all went bankrupt.
They did. They absolutely did. Mm-hmm.
That's the comment.
All right. Thanks, Larry. It's absolutely true. And by the way, you know who one of the biggest victims was of that scam? Harry Reid's son.
Yeah, let's talk Solyndra.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's what the caller is talking about.
That's right.
Government says Solyndra. That was something that was an allocation of government money into something that was deficit spending.
Correct. And Harry Reid's son was one of the biggest offenders. And what happened to him, I say?
No, you know, it's what goes around comes around.
Yeah, I believe it was about $5 or $6 or $7 million, maybe even more.
Yeah, you know, it's this is what happens when you try to manufacture things in order to create a movement, and this is exactly what AOC or Ocasio-Cortez is.
Yeah, AOC is right. Okay, tell us how to hear your great stuff.
You can look for us on Facebook at New Media Journal or tune in to undergroundusa.com.
All right, talk to you on Monday.
Say hello, my friend.
Thank you. Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, coming right back with our Friday morning sports report here with Patrick Hyland. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're a week away from another possible federal government shutdown, but President Trump yesterday was expressing some optimism that a deal to avert it could be brewing on Capitol Hill.
They are working on something, and
Both sides are moving along. We'll see what happens.
And while she's not directly part of the committee that's trying to work out a compromise to prevent a shutdown, House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi says,
I have confidence in the appropriators, not because I know what they're doing, but because I have confidence in the appropriations process.
Pelosi, though, says any final product will not contain wall funding, and the president says he'll veto anything that doesn't. A Customs and Border Protection officer shot at a truck leaving the U.S. at a crossing in Arizona last night after the driver refused an order to stop. The driver was killed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back, everybody. This portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, because they know that you aren't always covered in the event you have to defend yourself using whatever means you have to defend yourself with. Doesn't mean just defending yourself with a gun anymore. It could be a club, a stick, a knife, a hammer, a screwdriver, whatever. But I want you to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, click on the USCCA logo that's right there, sign up for your free gun a day giveaway, which is there every day, different gun every day. And while you're there, check out membership in the USCCA. Membership has its advantages. You get $474 worth of free stuff right now if you decide to join the USCCA. All right. It's Patrick Hyland time. Patrick Hyland, the quarterback, the insurance quarterback. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Yeah, it's a beautiful day here in Tampa Bay, getting a little warmer across the southeast, and hopefully it'll be nice up in the northeast and Midwest here next week for the folks.
Well, as a baseball fan and as a student of the game, it was a disappointment to me yesterday, and you knew it was going to happen. Frank Robinson, 83 years old, Hall of Famer, class act. I watched him when I was growing up play with Vada Pinson, back-to-back those two guys. And I mean, one guy hit a triple, the other guy hit a home run. One guy hit a home run, the other guy hit a double, or vice versa. You know, they'd each hit a home run. But, I mean, what a player he was.
Class act, Captain. I grew up down in South Florida in the Baltimore Orioles. Used to have spring training down there.
Yeah, they did.
And our little league team, I mean, shoot, we were only 7 years of age. We went to see the Orioles, and Frank Robinson and Brooks Robinson, two class acts, came over and talked to us and were very nice and pleasant. And there's only a few guys left in the game who really are that classy and that nice anymore. And I wish we could get back to sports being that beautiful type of arena. And hopefully someday we will. But no, what a class act, Frank Robinson. First African American baseball manager.
Yep.
First guy to, you know, get the MVP in both leagues.
Mm-hmm. But
pretty impressive. And a manager in both leagues. He did it all. He did it all. Almost had 600 home runs.
589.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Almost batted 300. And almost had 3,000 hits. I mean, that's a story.
And that was back in the day when they did it on their own physical, individual strength. No juicing, none of that stuff. He was as natural as they came.
Yes, he was. He was the real deal. Very good
player. Yep. Yep. So that's what makes it even more impressive. All right. Now, we're coming up on the World Series of Auto Racing, Daytona.
Yes, we are. Should be exciting times down there. Up there in Daytona Beach for us, down for most people. Should be decent weather, hopefully, also. I'm looking forward to that. It's always an exciting race. I'm hoping we don't get rain and silly weather, because I hate when that happens. It ruins the race. Some people like when they have crashes and accidents. I know. That doesn't.
Well, crashes and accidents are one thing, but they call it the big one when they have one of those and somebody usually gets hurt.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, when it's dangerous out there, it's just, you know, hey, you're going 200 miles an hour. All left turns.
Oh, I know.
You know, it can be a little hazardous, to say the least. We lost a great one there in Daytona, as everybody's well aware of, with Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah, that was a terrible shock to watch that when that happened that day. And he was blocking for, Michael Waltrip?
Yep.
Yeah, blocking for Michael Waltrip. And, wow. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, let's... let's kind of cruise over here and get back into football rhythm. There's some football news indirectly involving a former Tampa Bay Bucks head coach. What's that all about?
Well, Greg Schiano now is the new DC, the defensive coordinator for the New England Patriots.
Wow.
So they've had a lot of shakeup because of all their success. Miami Dolphins hired one of their guys. A couple other teams hired a couple other guys. They lost Matt Patricia last year. So it's going to be interesting. You know, New England seems to find a way. I'm curious to see how they're going to do next year after the Super Bowl and new coaching changes and everything. Belichick has a nice pedigree of coaches that they haven't done great since they've left him, but he does have a lot of them. So.
Well, Schiano could do very well to pay attention to Bill Belichick as a defensive coordinator, and he could really put a notch in his belt and move up to the next level the right way this time.
Well, that's it. I mean, he took a shot here in Tampa Bay several years ago, but coming from Rutgers to here, a lot of college coaches think you can bring that rah-rah attitude here.
No.
In the NFL, it doesn't work. Lou Holtz tried it with the Jets back in the 70s. The players know where they stand. They know what's realistic. Could they get on a run? Could they get some momentum? But come on, don't say you're a Super Bowl champion when you really haven't even made the playoffs. You just can't do that. You insult the intelligence of the players.
Now, how are things moving along here with Bruce Arians?
Oh, he's doing a good job, man. He's going to get some good recruits here, some good coaches. I think he's going to fit into this culture very well. He's a serious guy, but he has a sense of humor. And truthfully, at this stage of the Buccaneers franchise, that's the guy we need.
Well, did you see who Atlanta cut this week?
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Matt Bryant.
I mean, do we bring him back for another go-around at 43? I don't know, Captain.
Well, here's the deal. We had what was called the curse of Matt Bryant. After he left, we just couldn't do anything.
It's true. Oh, yeah, we couldn't find a kicker to stroke him through. I mean, we've missed too many extra points. Only 77% field goal accuracy. You can't have that in the NFL now.
And I don't think they let Bryant go because he couldn't make kicks. What'd they let him go for?
It was more of a money issue.
Yeah, money?
Salary cap issue. And it's kind of funny. Atlanta kind of let him go for the same reason, salary cap issue. And it's kind of funny. I mean, you find a good kicker, man, you need to invest a little bit in it. It is a big part of the game.
Yeah, and even Sebastian Janikowski at, what, almost 50 years old was kicking in the NFL still.
The old Polish rifle, they called him up at Florida State.
Although he kept pulling muscles.
Well, he did, because so did Matt Bryant. See, when you get over your 40s, man, it's tough to stay flexible and limber and keep going. So we'll see what happens there. But speaking of, you know, Janikowski, first-round draft pick, that was probably one of the smartest moves the Rangers ever made, and who would have thunk that was the right move? But sometimes it does turn out for you to, you know, work out.
Let's change gears and go to baseball. Reason-wise, because the other day I went by a couple of different ballparks. I'm not sure what the rule is on working out and whatnot, but there were players that were in the practice fields that were definitely doing stuff, and I guess they were doing it on their own.
Yeah, that's all. They're allowed to work out on their own. I mean, I'm sure the manager's strolling by. They're not supposed to be supervised. It's such a gray area that it's looked the other way. If you want to show up, you show up. If you don't, you don't. The only time it would be a problem is if the manager made it mandatory and it got out, then they'd be like, well, wait a sec, manager, you can't do that. Our players' agreement will not allow for that. But the guys like to get in here early. I mean, if you're up in the north, the east, and the Midwest, why wouldn't you just come down here early to stretch and get in shape and get out of the cold? So.
Well, one guy was in the batting cage, and the field that he was at, the outfield was right along the edge of the highway where I was driving, and I was probably, I guess, 100 yards away from where this ball took one bounce in the middle of the street and went across the other side, where somebody must have really gotten a hold of one. Don't know who it was, but somebody really got a hold of one and just launched it.
Yeah, well, and there's the rookie leagues and developmental leagues, too, here that might have been out there working out also, as well as the major league guys. So you're just not sure what that could have been down here in Tampa Bay. I'm just excited about spring training starting up here pretty soon. They're going to have to report next Friday.
Northport, Atlanta Braves, Northport.
Yeah, a lot of Braves fans here in Florida because that's all we had here for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Until the Marlins and the Rays came into town. So.
Yeah, well, we had the Yankees here and the Reds. So
well, yeah.
St. Pete and the Phillies.
TV. Mm-hmm. Yeah, TV people and a lot of people mm-hmm. from Atlanta relocated here.
All right. Tell us, you're the insurance quarterback. Tell us why you are.
Well, what I try to do is just quarterback you through the maze, as you would say, captain being a captain, through the insurance world. There's a lot of things going on out there. There's a lot of changes every year from Medicare to life insurance to investments to annuities, and you just have to be smart to do the right thing. You know, retirement, you only get one shot, Matt, so you got to do that right. When it comes to your insurances, you don't want to make a mistake there. I'm the type of guy who helps out people every day. If I can be of help to you, please give me a call, Patrick Hyland at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. And, Captain, anybody gives me a call today, mentions Captain Matt Bruce, I have a book for him. It's a one-in-a-million book, and it's great on what it can do to tell you about your finances and get you on the
track. Help you with the investing, right?
Exactly,
all right.
Sir.
Okay, well, here comes the music. I got to go, and I'll see you this afternoon.
Thank you, Captain.
All right, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback. Check him out. And, by the way, he's got a Facebook page, Patrick Hyland. You can find out a lot of information there. All right, we're coming right back, final segment for the weekday show. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and now it's time for the beach and boating forecast for all of the Nature Coast, pardon me, the Sun Coast, and Tampa Bay. And today, it's going to be mostly sunny. We're going to have a breezy weekend, though. I'll tell you all about that in a minute. But this morning, we start out with the winds out of the northeast to the east at 5 to 10 knots. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. Gulf water temperature back up to 62 degrees. Bay water temperature 65 degrees. We had our high tide at 3:15 a.m. Our low tide is coming at 10:09 a.m. Now, there will be areas of patchy fog out on the water before 7 a.m., so be advised. Otherwise, it's going to be sunny with a high near 81 degrees today. There'll be a calm wind becoming north around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. And later on today, as the high goes up to 81 degrees later on today, it'll cool off to about 62 degrees. And then tomorrow, it'll be breezy.
with a northeast wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour. Gusts as high as 26 miles an hour. But we'll have a high near 75. And then Sunday, we'll have a high near 79. So it's going to be a great weekend. There'll be a 20% chance of rain. So rain won't really be an issue. So there you go. Now, in talking about everything that we've mentioned today, and then some, the scandals that are out there in Virginia, first the governor, then the lieutenant governor, then the attorney general, the top three guys in the food chain. The governor has dug in, by the way. He's got a public relations team, and he's not planning on going anywhere, even though a lot of Democrats want him out for whatever reason. And we'll see what happens. In addition, a lot of this has to do with the 2020 elections. And they think they got an up-and-comer in that lieutenant governor there because of what he's talking about. Medicare for all. He's talking the talk, walking the walk with what they want to do, including Ocasio-Cortez. But I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. Her ideas are so far off the wall, it's just unbelievable. And let's see, Mr. Jeff is doing what? What'd you send me, Jeff? Look what I found. Oh, you found my old fire department card? Oh, you did. Okay, Jeff, you found my old fire department card. How about that? Yeah. That's what I, when I first came down here, that's what I came down here with, was my fire department cards, because that was my claim to fame at the time. All right, and Jeff was saying the Democrat Party, but emphasize the word rat, party, is too irresponsible to have the influence over policy in a country with the position such as the United States has for the rest of the world. Well, I don't disagree with you at all, you know, when it comes to that, Jeff, because, again, people in this country aren't stupid enough to buy the lie that's being sold them by Ocasio-Cortez and company. They just aren't that stupid. I got more confidence in the American people than that, and I also realize that we're not done growing as a country. But the fundamental transformation of America, which is what these fools on the left are still trying to do, they can take that back wherever they got it and just have it all back, because they're not going to be able to get it through. Yeah, they can make our lives miserable. Yeah, they can make us all sit here and then be worried and concerned that, oh, something's going to happen and, oh, we're going to lose our country. No, it's not going to happen. Remember, majority rules. And they can't get anything through the Senate. Whatever they pass is cockamamie in the House. It ain't going through the Senate. It just isn't. And the president's going to veto anything like that anyway. So think about that. Think about that as we move on. By the way, my buddy's down there at Dominic's Blinds, and I almost called Dominic yesterday to tell him where I was at, but I decided not to, because by the time he could have figured out how to find me, I would have already been gone. But I was down in Lakewood Ranch and Sarasota and Bradenton yesterday, made three stops down there with Rachel, my aide-de-camp in Sarasota, and we're working on something, and pretty soon I'll have an announcement to make about where we'll once again be having our lunches down there, have lunch with the captain. Now, this final segment is also brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. They're right across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for that big 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam, red, white, and blue with the American flag, too. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Just stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And when you see those red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks, wave at them, because that's either going to be Dominic or it's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. So remember, all military and first responders do get a 10% discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 And remember to tell them that the captain sent you. That'll open up the door wide open for you there. All right. Got a little bit more audio to play here because we want to keep you informed as to who said what and how they said it. Here's the tail end of Dick Durbin talking about, talking with, rather, a reporter. And they were talking about the situation involving the wall, the concrete wall, and this, that, and the other. And here's the wrap on what Durbin had to say with the reporter.
5% of them. And so 2 weeks ago, we confiscate the largest fentanyl shipment recently across the Mexican border at a port of entry in cucumbers. It was in a packet of cucumbers in the truck. So for goodness sakes, let's focus on the things that are important. This opioid heroin epidemic is killing Americans every day. That should be the focus on border security.
This conference committee and this agreement that you think you might reach as soon as tomorrow, will it include new money for new barriers?
Well, I'm going to just hold back from making any public statement on that. Let me say that the issues of border security are being discussed honestly and openly, that there is an effort in this conference committee to reach a bipartisan agreement. I think people of goodwill can do that.
We're grateful for your efforts inside that committee, all 17 of you from both sides of the aisle, trying to figure out a way to reach a solution. Senator Dick Durbin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All righty, we're going to take one more call for the day, and Sean, you're going to have about 30 seconds before the music starts. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Captain. I didn't get a chance to call you back earlier. I know you say, and everybody knows that, that the majority rules, and you know, we're not going to let this happen.
That's right.
Okay, well, we... Voter fraud, my friend. Voter fraud.
We're aware of that, too. We're on top of... Yep, we're on top of that game. What's he doing about it? He's already got people out there checking on it. He put people in place to watch this and to watch for this, what do they call it, the harvesting?
I'm talking about the ones already on the voter rolls that are getting sent in by mail-in ballot.
Okay, here's the problem. Here's the problem. Did a court not tell Florida they could no longer purge their ballots? Did a court not tell Florida they could no longer purge their ballots? They did. And we had to stop by going in and making sure there weren't dead people on it, this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. Yep.
So there you go. That's how they continue to get idiots like Ocasio-Cortez in there who couldn't be more paid off by Russians and Iran and whatever.
Well, that's your opinion, but we don't know that. But I think a bunch of stupid individuals voted for her, and maybe some dead people, too, because New York is one place where I know they harvest ballots, because I was up there.
I guarantee you that the Russians and Chinese will be funding her real quick, because they love, just think national security.
All right, well, think positive. Think positive, Sean, because it's not as bad as you think, and things are going to get better. All righty, I got to run, because the music is slowly coming up in my ear. The Monday through Friday show is just about over, and I want to thank everybody who's made all the comments they've made this week. We try to get to the emails. We try to get to the messages on the Facebook pages soon as we can. I can't see them all, but I really make an effort at it. So keep them coming, and we appreciate it. And to all you new listeners that are up there, Denver, we love you. San Antonio, we love you. Houston, we love you. And Atlanta, you're always on top of the list. And Valdosta, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you guys up there. And I'll be coming up there when Scott James has one of his rallies. I'll be up there at one of them. I've already told him I'd be there, and I will. So don't forget, it's all about America. It's all about we the people here. And we the people are the bosses of applesauce. I'll be back tonight in a weekend show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.